Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is your famous show that is for nursing homes. And tonight, we're discussing how to make, you know, these into accessible homes. We've been thinking about, you know, this for a long time and how to make them into accessible homes. Basically, you'll have, of course, the engineer, you know, come in once the funding comes in from people, and that's very important, the funding. It's going to be private funding, most likely. It's, you know, people really need to, you know, come together, you know, disabled people as well as, you know, your regular folk, and say, hey, listen, if I don't start, you know, raising money for, you know, this cause, there is a distinct possibility that I will be in a nursing home, and it's very true. I've been, you know, thinking about it a lot. My mom was in a nursing home. My dad was in a nursing home. My grandmothers both, and my great-grandmother. It wasn't only because, you know, I wanted them there. No, I never wanted any one of my family members there. Basically, we had, my mom was pushed in there by Adult Protective Services. I had no say in what happened. It was very, you know, they said either you go to jail, which is crazy, and or, you know, and I'm on, you know, nursing, you know, care myself. So I didn't want to go to jail. You know, who wants to go to jail or have a, you know, something put up against them? Nobody wants to do that. So I was really, you know, upset about that. That really, you know, shook me up. I'd never been to jail, and I never wanted to ever go. So that's why I said, no, this isn't going to, you know, be possible. So I took my own mom to the doctor, and the doctor said to me, here's what we'll do. We'll take her into the hospital, we'll evaluate her, and see what is going on, and then we'll decide. Well, P.S., she ended up in the nursing home that she wanted. We chose the nursing home that she wanted. And yet, it was still abusive and stuff like that, and had neglect in it. And I feel that they're all similar in that stance of abuse and neglect. I just couldn't help but say that every time I walk into a nursing home, there is abuse and neglect because there's not enough people to help. That's what I say, at least. And then I, towards the end of her stay in the nursing homes, I said, wait, let me see if I can, you know, get better, you know, services, you know, for my mom. I had to go on a waiting, basically a waiting list, to see if I can get her, you know, to actually get better services. It was really crazy. And then at that point, she passed on. Our co-host would like to come in. I see him flashing me a little bit. So he wants to come in and join the conversation. All right, here he comes. All right. Hello, Frank Perino. Here he is.
Inner Sight, thank you, and welcome, everybody.
Yes.
People may not realize it, but we, in trying to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing, are actually doing a great service to our country, you know, especially these days with the economy and the, politicians talking about money that could be conserved and not be wasted, you know.
Definitely.
And we're hoping that the appropriate politicians will step up and help us. I spoke to a dear friend today, and I want to thank her for pledging a donation to Inner Sight. My good friend Olga Murray, who is one of the officials of this town where this show is produced, You know, Olga, she's the town clerk of Islip.
Sorry, Frank.
And
I must say, I'm sorry.
She's going to search around. You know, she's on a conservative Republican, all right? So she's going to search around to see if she could find anyone who may be up for re-election or who may want office or, you know, a quest for political whatever to endorse this idea and to join us and in that way try to get the interest of some of the local media here who may, you know, print the story and what we're trying to do. So I want to thank Olga for not only pledging a donation, but for really wanting to try to get this thing off the ground, because we can't do this on our own. And you know, the only reason it's going to fail is because the politicians won't do anything about it.
That's true.
You know, but we do have a backup plan.
Oh,
they
yeah.
won't do anything about it. We'll try to raise the money on our own.
That's right.
So that's a definite backup plan. We sent out a tweet tonight about how the whole thing could work and how the money could be raised. And don't forget, $196 billion is already being spent. And let me explain to people that if this idea goes into effect, it doesn't mean that all these people in these agencies are going to lose their job.
No.
They can still keep their job. What has to change is the way the agency is operated and maybe their mission statement, you know.
That's right.
Instead of supporting criteria that looks to put people into nursing homes, they would support criteria to keep people in their own homes. Which would give them more of an opportunity to raise money. If you saw our tweet, we noted the three ways that could easily happen. And we've seen how easy the government can issue mandates for emergencies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, isn't it an emergency that people are losing their own homes and being forced into nursing homes? And you know, it should be declared an emergency.
That's
people
right.
shouldn't have to live like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be up to the politicians to make a difference. But know and realize that if they don't do it, we're going to find another way to do it. That's the inner sight attitude. Now, what were you going to say?
No, what I was going to say, had a thought. Olga, you know, even if, you know, Olga, she is very consistent, and also, you know, she has something that in her household that she, you know, I don't know if she wants to talk about, but I'll say something, but not,
well,
you know,
she has a disabled child. You know, you don't have to mention
right,
her name.
Exactly. And it's part of her life, you know. And everybody, you know, she really knows the deep aspect of disability because she has it in her household, her daughter. So, you know, that's, you know,
she doesn't
hard.
Want her daughter to wind up in a nursing home.
Exactly. Exactly.
She's young,
what
but
I was
still,
going
you know.
Say. Yeah, exactly.
Anything
there's one thing
could,
that
happen as long as they're there, those nursing homes.
That's right.
And she's one of the people who served on the committee to license the guide dog schools and to try to get a law passed to protect people who are denied service dogs. Now, we've gotten almost 80,000 names on that petition. So that's an accomplishment right there.
Oh, yeah, I'd say.
That's a big accomplishment. And Olga was one of the people who's on that committee. We still have the committee. We haven't reconvened because to date, the congressman Quaverino refused to amend the ADA to include us. Include the service dog issue. But the committee is still there.
Yes, it is.
You know, because of your mom's death and some other things, we sort of circumvented the guide dog thing in a sense and went over to the nursing home thing. But we're still, of course, very interested in both issues.
That's right.
So, you know, Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, adopting Akita. Great, great dogs. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, thank her for all her help. Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. All right. So thank you. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey, Avante, Ollie Campbell, little Tommy, baby royalty. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And we urge you to put that into practice. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. And we, you know, we help people to advocate. We help people to certify their service dogs. We train service dogs. So if you need any help along those lines, let us know. We support and back up people who want to train the dog on their own.
I do.
Want to rescue a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll go with you to the shelter if you want that and give you our opinion on the dog and all that.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of what Inner Sight does, and we're advocates, and of course we are trying to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. That's
a big one.
A biggie right there.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. I want to thank James Bahamund. He's an attorney, civil rights, 516-783-9662. And our case against the Transit Authority is going forward.
Nice.
They wouldn't let me on the accessory ride with my guide dog. Well,
yeah.
They're going to pay for that. Wait and see.
Yeah, they are.
All right. Inner Sight. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Any information you need on legislation or advocacy or Social Security, DSS, SSI, anything, give them a call. They got all that info.
Nice.
Different advocates, support group, and something over there about, I got an email about technology. I don't know what it's about, but you could call them and ask them.
Nice.
What's going on with the technology?
Yeah.
Pertaining to the disabled.
Nice.
Inner Sight around the world, and you need dog food, cat food. Nobody's starved on Long Island. That's the place to call. 631-484-3085. Okay. I wonder if there's any articles in Able News about the nursing homes. Sometimes they have articles.
Yeah, they do. I was going to check that out for other things. Let me check this out now.
That would be a good thing. If we find one.
Yep.
Maybe read it on the air.
Yeah.
You know. In the meantime, we can run the ad.
Yeah.
If you have it ready.
Yeah.
Oh, inner sight, freedom.
Yeah.
That's what we're about, freedom.
Yes, we are. That's exactly what we are. Now I have to go back to the ad. The site is just, like, running slowly. Hold on.
All right. Let's see.
Here we are.
Oh, here
we
go.
The
Able
ad?
News.
Okay, it's running. Yep.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
There it is.
All right.
Well,
tonight at 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit, on the World Wide Web. Inner Sight reruns, check it out. And tomorrow night, Long Island, Channel 20, 7:30. They call it Altice now. It used to be Long Island Cable.
Yep.
That's tomorrow night, 7:30, Channel 20.
I have some interesting
yes.
news. The State Department of Health, DOH, unprepared response to infectious disease outbreaks in nursing homes. And before the COVID-19 pandemic hit New York, an audit released by New York State Controller wants them to, you know, it looks like a financial audit, too. So, uh-oh.
Where'd you get that from?
Able News.
Oh.
It's right on the front page. It's like you thought about it, and it happened.
Well,
it's a full front
there's
page.
There's all
article.
Kinds of
audits. Yeah.
Statements and stuff going on with these nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's ongoing, and it always will be.
I better call our friend, Angela, and find out what went on with this.
Well,
it's
I think
reading.
I gotta write an article. The only thing is, Angela can't open my email. Otherwise, I'd do it right on the email.
Oh.
I gotta send her an email that she can access. You know,
probably doesn't have a. What do they call it? A speaker
for
on her computer.
It would be very appropriate to write an article for Able News, especially in view of the... What was that, a headline you just referred to?
Yeah, Dinopoli audits nursing home response. He audits them.
Who's Dinopoli?
The controller of, he's the financial controller of New York.
Of the state.
That's good that he audits them. he wants to make them, I guess, to be accountable.
Oh, yeah, well, they're going to tell you how the money is spent. You know, they may try to cover up certain things, but bottom line is the nursing homes are still going to be there.
That's right.
See?
Yep. Unless it's so bad,
He's got to wait for the report to see what it says. You know, he's not going to take any drastic moves.
Unless it's really bad, they might take over a few. That's the only the bottom line. The state might take over a few, but not until they look at.
Well, that might make them worse.
Exactly. Some nursing homes have been taken over, and it's been made worse, much worse.
Sure. That's even worse.
Yeah.
You know. But it shows you that there's always trouble with these places. You know,
yeah.
And who suffers? The residents.
That's right.
The residents suffer more than anybody else. You know.
Wow.
Anyway, We're at 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line want to
let me take a phone call? It looks like Anthony would, if he's still there, yeah, he'd like to join us. He didn't say so, but I know whenever he's there. Let me see if he'd like to join us. Hold on.
Inner Sight Live.
Hold on, here he comes. Anthony, how you doing?
Hi, Suzanne. How are you? How's everything?
Good,
I'm
good.
Okay.
Yeah. I enjoy your input, so let's see what you have today.
Yeah, so about these nursing homes, I wonder, though, I mean, with all this going on, you know, with election time, I'm wondering, you know, if these politicians will talk about doing anything about these nursing homes because, you know, Kathy Hochul is not popular and she has a lot to lose and she hasn't had a lot of time in office. And she's just not doing well, and you could tell she's getting frustrated. You know, you could tell that, you know.
She ought to call Frank Perino with Inner Sight. I'll tell her how to get votes.
Yeah, she's not going to call us for something we can't say on the air. she's totally out of touch, you know, with what we need and our issues and the issues of
Well, maybe I'll call her.
But what do they do? Tell you, we'll pass along your comments to her. Or
that
you
goes
could,
to
you
the,
know,
the circular file.
Yeah,
but you see, then I can say on the show that I called her and offered her, you know, that we would endorse her if she would help us turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. And I bet you every disabled person in this state would vote for her.
Okay. Yeah, but I feel like she's going to give us the same excuse that all these, you know, politicians do, you know, about the way things run and,
go to the
people
ADA.
Need nursing homes.
Wait a minute,
you're
talking with Anthony. You let him talk.
And they're going to say that it's, you know, it's hard to change the ADA because it's a federal law and she'd have to get all these votes and... There are people that want, you know, the ADA to stay in place. So if she, you know, does something that's gutsy and changes something, people might not like it because, you know, she's busy, you know, kissing butt over the bail reform thing. And, you know, she never wanted to keep any of the prisoners in jail. But, you know, she had to do that because she got a good rating from the NRA, which will affect her badly in this area with all this gun violence going on. So she has to do something to ass kiss, and that's all, you know, there is to it, and that's all she is an ass kisser, and that's why I won't vote for her, because I, you know, really don't think she knows where she's going and what she wants to do, and she's too busy catering to the wrong, you know, types of issues and the wrong type of people. And for that reason, I'd vote for Tom Suozzi because I believe he's more of a listener and, you know, more intelligent and more educated. And, you know, we stand on a lot better footing than we ever would with her as governor. So we'll see what happens and we'll hope for the best with that. But I honestly believe if you want anything to change with these nursing homes, vote for Tom Suozzi, not her.
Well, let's see what Suozzi will do.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
I think he would call his headquarters too. Yeah, I think he would do a lot. There's another one that's running. I forgot his name, but he's mostly concerned about illegal immigration and how it's not right, and they shouldn't be given the you know, free government cell phones when they cross the border and all that stuff. But that doesn't affect the disabled. And if, you know, we're primarily concerned about our issues, then we should, you know, focus on a candidate that's going to pay attention to us the same as everyone else does. And, you know,
what was Suozzi? Was he a congressman now? What is he now?
He is giving up his seat in Congress to run for governor, and
he's a Republican, right?
Yeah, and he chose this woman, Diane Lorena, you know, who is going to be his lieutenant governor. And beside the fact
well,
that...
Well, I
wonder
if our friend knows any of these people, because if she does, we could possibly get an intro.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, I don't know, but I know that he's been, you know, calling people's house on a recording and asking them if they want to attend this town hall meeting by phone and all that, and you could go to his event and, you know, you could talk to him and you could chime in the same as we would
on
the show.
Most of the time you can't get through on those things.
That's true, but you could go to one of his events. That's open publicly to everybody.
Yeah.
You press the option.
I'm
going to
find out
first
if any of our friends are friendly with him.
Yeah.
Get an appointment.
You know, it's worth to try to see if you can find somebody who knows him. Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, now's Christmas time for the voters, you know, and then they'll go in their cubby holes after that. But, you know, while we can get something done, you know, we have to celebrate and embrace Christmas. And that's the way we look at it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, you know, it's an awkward month for Christmas, but, you know, it's Christmas nonetheless. And this is about the only time you can get anything done that really matters, and we can get a hold of people and all that, you know. Because, I mean, beside that, you're just going to get an aid if you show up at a event and, you know, you stand up and you speak, then that'll draw attention.
Yeah. Or you could also get your mic turned off, which happened to me when I was speaking, and I was asking more questions on what they had said, and they just shut the light off and turned off my mic because I didn't want to hear it.
And then if you attend the town hall meeting by phone and they think you're disrespectful or rude, they could hang up on you, too. But, you know, it's a chance you take, and it's freedom of speech and freedom of expression, so you could give it a try. Yeah.
I did.
See what happens. You have nothing to lose, you know.
Right. I didn't.
Swazi and Lorena. Is that the ticket?
Yeah, it's Swazi. You go to Google and just type in Tom Swazi. So I think it's SwaziForGovernor.com, something like that. Yeah.
S-W-A-Z, something like that, right?
Yeah, I would have to get to exact spelling. I was looking at his campaign, you know, website today and looking for donations and all that. Yeah. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. I'm desperate to get rid of her, so, you know, I'll take the, believe me, if you think he's bad, the lesser of two evils, you know. And
Well, I know the governor, former governor, is coming back. He wants to come back.
Yeah, but
where's
he's
gonna
quiet
go?
Again. I'm not sure about him. You know, we haven't heard anything publicly, so we'll see. You know, maybe he might, you know, run independently, you know, for an independent party that he creates or something like that.
Yeah,
or he might try to take over Letitia James's job and be attorney general, but we'll see.
No, he's going to have to run because everybody's chasing him.
There are people that are trying to get, a lot of people that are trying to get him to run again, and there are, you know, some people that are still against him and, you know, still feel funny about, you know, what he was accused of, but
he
was cleared of everything, and, you know, he was, you know, according to the law, considered innocent, so, you know, I mean, we have to accept that for face value.
Yep. I heard it.
Oh,
like,
yeah, but
oh,
that doesn't mean he did a good job.
No, it doesn't.
Well, he's retired now, collecting a state pension. Nothing they could do about that. He's collecting great state pension. His son lost his job, and he's trying to sue CNN, but he had, you know, they have plenty of money, and they don't need for anything. It's just they run, you know, for political office just, you know, to keep their minds going and for the, you know, intellectual thought process. But, you know, Governor Cuomo was already in his 60s, and he's done this for years, and, you know, they've been around the block. Right. They don't need anything from anybody. It's just,
that's,
you know, kind of do something, that's all. And, you know, they're intellectually interested in it, and they, you know, they're into it. So, you know, they do it. But I don't know if he'd win again. know.
No, I don't think so. Not with the women.
That would
be a little far-fetched.
If you believe in giving him a second chance, because, you know,
I think there's the other issue about the nursing home he never addressed. And I bet if he goes back and he wins it, they're going to address it. People are going to definitely address the nursing home issue.
That's true, too, but I'll tell you what. He'll say that he didn't know what else to do because it was an emergency and people were dying and the hospitals were overwhelmed. And that's always what he said, that they had no space to put anybody anywhere else. So they, you know,
the healthy people who were in the nursing homes, take them to the ship, and also the, what was the other place he had? Oh, he had the full
I should have put them in their own homes.
Right. He should have made them.
Got people out.
I think they were so busy scurrying around for space that they just put, you know, everybody
people
anywhere. And I think they even put some of the older people on the ship too. But I think that a lot of those people that, you know, winded up in the nursing homes had pre-existing health conditions with the, you know, which the coronavirus aggravated and made it worse. So he kind of, you know, forced the nursing homes to accept them so they could have a place to go, because regardless of what they said, you know, he was the governor and he gave an order to do so, so they had to.
Mm-hmm.
But it really wasn't going to make a difference anyway, because I hate to tell you, Suzanne, the coronavirus was all over the nursing home anyway, and the workers were getting it, and that's what...
Right.
They had a worker shortage.
But there was
also... It really wasn't going to make it, you know, better. You know, I mean, I don't know...
What would make it better is if they took them out. They took out people, you know? That's what Frank said, is put them back in their homes. You know,
At that time, remember that those of us who were, you know, already in our homes didn't have an aide because the aides didn't want to work, or, you know, or they died, or in some cases died, or, you know, whatever the situation was, and, you know, maybe stuck in their country, or, you know, so we were already having enough difficulties. So there wasn't aides for us. There weren't going to be enough aides for them because they weren't hiring anybody, because they weren't going to have the training courses, and they didn't, you know, it has to be done in person. I mean, you know, you have to sign papers, and, you know, they have to see a Social Security card and your ID and process you and all that.
We urged them to get people out before these kinds of situations happened. And they didn't do freaking ass thing. So they have no excuse before an emergency comes in.
That's right.
You know? Like right now. Why don't they get them out?
That's right.
Yeah.
These damn places
need
in accessible housing. Nobody wants to be in a nursing home.
A bad habit of waiting till last minute, but no,
that's
I don't think
right.
anyone could
that's
have
what,
ever
that's what
you know, envisioned that
money.
We were going to have.
But they don't care about the disabled.
Or the elderly, for that matter.
Yeah.
But
I mean, they don't
give
two hoots. No, they don't care, period. My mother was a ATM for them. That's what my mother was. But, you know, just put it point blank.
There's no pandemic now. They're relaxing the mask business. Why don't they get them out right now?
Well, they're saying the cases are starting to go back up.
Housing.
Yeah.
But even still now, Frank, there's still a shortage of home health aides. I mean, they're doing much better than they were
that's
before.
Because they don't operate the damn agencies in the right way.
That's correct.
You know? The home health aides... Should be amply rewarded.
That's right.
You know,
start
the volunteers for freedom.
Well, I think they should do more marketing, you know, for it to try to find people instead of just waiting for people to come in. I mean, you could advertise in newspapers more, you know. You could,
and
you know,
give
try
them
to...
only minimum wage. That's horrible. Why are you
You've
giving
them
minimum
change
wage?
You've got to change the whole structure the way the whole damn thing works. Otherwise, you're never gonna get rid of these.
But the way they're structuring it now, Suzanne, is that they don't want to pay for it, you know, anymore at all. I mean, we know that it's always going
to
be around, but
they wouldn't
think
have
about it
to
this
if
way.
They listen to us.
Which is,
that's
with
right.
the agencies to raise the damn money.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, if they're going to think alternatively, but with the skimpy amount of hours that they want to give, you know, and all the complication, a lot of people, if you have a choice, you're either A, not going to want it, or it's not going to be enough, or,
you know what the bottom line here is?
Mm-hmm.
The attitude of these authoritative people toward the disabled and the elderly. That's what
that's
it is.
Right.
I mean, you can make an excuse for anything.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me this one.
It's their freaking ass attitude toward us. Oh,
well,
this person's disabled. What do they know?
Well, if you have a person who has been given the money, okay, to have their aid with them, okay, and the money is distinctly for that, okay, on a card, and the person who is doing the service for you has done a superior and excellent job, okay, and now you have the ability to pay them, okay, wouldn't you pay them decently? That's my question.
Yes, Suzanne, but...
Yeah, look at all the money being
wasted.
They're
not going to give us any more money, even if it was on a debit card.
They don't have to
give
us any more money.
Thing.
No.
The money that is given to the aides, they would put on a debit card and give to us to pay them. So let's suppose we got our way. Okay, you might say for the moment, think about it. It's great.
Right.
We don't have to worry about anything. But it wouldn't benefit them anymore. They would still be working a minimum wage job. I mean, because even the governor, Suzanne, it's the only way we know of how to do things. You understand what I'm saying? Ever since we were children, we were taught that, you know, if you are able to take care of yourself, then nobody has to worry about you. If you're disabled, then you get an aide in your home. And if you become too sick, then you go in a nursing home because you cannot be, you know, taken care of at home. And that's the way they structure everything. Because remember what I told you, these agencies are only going to deal with, chronically ill people to a limited extent. And they're afraid of them, you know, having to be responsible for these people dying. If you die on their hands, it's okay. But remember that, you know, these agencies don't want to be responsible for it to get sued if their aides cannot handle whatever you died from and they don't provide you any kind of care or anything.
Well, if a person's in their own home and they're getting care and they die, you know, the elderly or whatever, why would the agency get sued? They died in their
That's
own
right.
house.
I understand, but it would have to change the whole state requirement because the way home health aid is structured, Suzanne, it's like a nurse's aide in a home. They're making it. So they're more of a chore worker than we care to admit, and they're going to say that, you know, we don't have those, you know, skilled people to handle, machinery and all that if a person is, at risk of dying without it. I mean, if you're at your last stages of life and you're dying anyway, you're in hospice care, it's fine because you've already signed papers. But until that paper is signed, you know, these agencies' lawyers will always tell them, don't get involved in extreme cases. Don't be responsible for it. You know, everything, you know, about the way the government is structured policy-wise and legally is that these people are not allowed to be taken care of in their home. It's considered not safe, and the agency cannot, you know, legally be responsible for it because they're licensed and it has to be operated.
Here's what I don't get about that. You have a most, you know what that paperwork is. Why can't the agency sign, well, not the agency, the individual sign the most? And also, what the most is advanced directives on what you want at your end of life. And usually the person, either the person signs it or the representative for the person, like a family member or even a very close friend, signs that most. Now, I had to sign it for my mom. It was such a I don't know how to describe it to you, a moment in my life that I never, ever want to do again. But guess what? If I have my aunt, I might have to do that again. You know, so it's
I wouldn't
really
sign anything for those people, especially if you can't read it.
No, it was New York State. Oh, I couldn't read it. They read it to me. You know, it was terrible. It was the worst thing I had to sign in my life, Frank. It was saying, okay, if she's this, would you do this? If it's that, then something else comes along, and if it's that, would you do this? You know, and it has questions that it'll ask you. I'm not going to go into detail about it because it's really horrible, to be honest.
I would have said, come back tomorrow. I'm going to communicate with her. And when they came back tomorrow, I would say, she doesn't know yet.
Yeah.
You want
definitely
to talk about lawyers. I was going
to
be a lawyer. There's a good lawyer answer. My client hasn't decided. My mom, my client hasn't decided yet. Come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
And freak them.
Exactly.
Sign something where everybody took all your damn money and gave
right
you poison and left you laying in your crap. I wouldn't sign shit for them, man.
It depends how close to death you are and on what level. If the government feels that they'll
right
still be responsible to maintain your life and you want
that's
to be
right
resuscitated and all that, they cannot resuscitate you in your home. As far as the AIDS, they can't be responsible. They leave that
I
under nursing care.
I still wouldn't sign
care
anything for them.
It wouldn't matter if you signed it, Frank, or not. If you're in a nursing home, it automatically belongs to the government. You know what I mean? And,
right,
and your family will. And if
yeah
you have a family,
that's what I mean.
So
what the hell you
got to
sign stuff for?
Right.
I'd rip it up right
just
in front
part
of
the process of you being admitted to a nursing home. Then you'd have no care, and then
What else I would do? I would invite the Associated Press to come and watch me rip it up. And give them the reason
yeah
why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
That's how
yeah
I would handle it.
Yeah, if you
yeah
can get it
there.
That
way you might get to make a point
but
that these places
cross,
shouldn't
yeah
exist.
You know what I'm actually going to do? If I get to a point where I am not healthy, okay, and I'm not going to do that, but if I do get to a point that I am not healthy, I'm going to write on me. I'm going to have a tattoo made. You know what that tattoo is going to be saying? Don't put me in a nursing home. I will be hell to had. You know, you definitely don't put me in a nursing home. Period.
Yeah, but
all right,
actually, inside,
Anthony, we're going to move on.
Okay.
Anything else
yeah
you got?
No, thank you.
All
well,
right,
thank you very much.
Thank you very
all right
much.
Take care. Always a pleasure. You're welcome.
We
bye
always
bye
love it. Take care.
I just want to make one point that we were mm-hmm talking about. The if these people that run these nursing homes or the staff really cared about the disabled, they would insist that the home health aides come in to the nursing home to help the residents with the idea that they're going home, you know, and with the
that's
idea
right
that we are overwhelmed. We can't do it all. So let the home
that's
health
right
aides
help
come in and help and you know, toward the end of that this person wants
right
to go home.
Right.
You know? So that's the proof right there. Right
yeah
there that they don't care about those people. Because if they did, they would fight to get them more help.
Yeah, that's true.
And say and restore their home
mm-hmm
that was taken from them. And the other thing is, InnerSight proposed Volunteers for Freedom, where the certified home health aides could donate the extra hours and be rewarded financially. You know, pay one
that's
of their
true
bills and all that. See, that's part of how the whole thing could work.
Should be, yeah.
You know, and the money's there.
Of course
so
it is.
it's up to these politicians if they're going to step up and do something about this. Because it's a horrible situation. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. You want to read that? Is that on the front page of
Yeah, but it's long, very long.
Able News? Huh?
Yeah, it's very long and it's very tiny. I don't know if I could see it too well.
Oh, yeah. Just read the headline. Can you read the headline?
Okay. Yeah, give me a second. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Get this headline.
Hold up, Frank.
Make sure we got it on the air because it's very important.
Yeah, yeah. It is very important. Okay, let me get to it. Here it is. Dinopoli audits nursing home response. The State Department of Health was unprepared to respond to infectious disease outbreaks in nursing homes even before the COVID-19 pandemic hit New York. See, they're saying it too. An audit released by the New York State Controller, Thomas Dinopoli found. Dinopoli said that a president lacking of funding for public health over the last decade forced the Department of Health to operate without critical information systems and staff that could have identified and helped limit and spread COVID-19 at nursing homes.
All right, now look what happened here. It says before the virus came in. Now, you know what
That's
happened
right.
before the virus came in? Inner Sight, and this is on record around the world on Blog Talk Radio, Inner Sight advocated get these people out.
Yep, we did.
See? And we're talking before. The infection risk was high. Then,
yes, it was.
Then the virus comes in, boom. There's your ass. You're dead.
Yeah, that's right.
Because the infection risk was high to begin with. You see?
Right.
They didn't listen to us.
They never did.
If they'd have listened to us, they could have saved a lot of people.
It was
not everybody,
like 20...
no, but a lot of people.
Yeah. A lot of people were had infectious problems.
They didn't listen to Inner Sight.
Yeah.
It's the same old bull crap. Oh, what do you know? You're disabled.
Oh, yeah.
Same attitude. You know?
Yes, it is.
So now they're going to give them a slap on the wrist or whatever it is, and it's going to be the same old crap.
Yep.
You know? So, we'll have to reach out
to these
Congressman
people,
Swazi. Reach out.
Yeah.
To the governor who wants to be reelected, and reach out to this Diane and see if there's any kind of a response.
No, it's Dinopoli, his last name. It's a guy.
No. I'm not talking about him. He's the controller. I'm talking about the people that want to be reelected.
Oh yeah.
Dinopoli's the controller. He's not gonna. He's only concerned about the money.
Yeah, he is. Oh.
So, like Sonny and Cher said, the beat goes on, you know?
Yes, it does.
The beat goes on. And unless the whole thing changes, unless one of these politicians or somebody with enough money comes out and says, you know, get rid of these nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing. We think it's a great idea. It's not going to happen. You know, Inner Sight will have to try to raise the money on our own.
Yeah.
And we will try. It's not going to be easy.
Yeah, that's true.
But we'll
We've
try
raised
to do
things
it.
To have a what do you call a marriage between two service dogs. That was amazing. That was a
well,
great
we've had
thing
events
to
before, yeah, but yeah. Not to the caliber of raising millions or billions of dollars.
Well, we're going to have to try doing that.
Because that's what you would need to pull this off.
You
would need a massive
campaign. Yes, you would.
And let people know what's going on, how this money is being wasted. You would need a major corporation. You hear about them every day. You know, I had a brainstorm the other day, and I don't know how to exactly go about it to make an inquiry, but this guy wanted to buy Twitter.
Oh yeah,
this guy
Elon Musk,
whatever his name was. Yeah.
No,
and
Elon
he made an offer.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
made an offer of a, what was it, 43 billion, was it?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, well, I came up with an idea.
Yeah.
To try to get Twitter to be donated to InnerSight.
Oh, wow.
With the idea in helping us turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
Wow.
In other words, donate the company.
Yeah.
To us. You know?
Wow. Yeah.
Instead of all this, people wanting to buy it and all that, and it doesn't seem like it's doing too good.
Oh, no, it's doing pretty good. It's doing... well, the reason why he wanted to buy it, it was because in his mind he wanted to have sort of like a media company. All these other big bigs were getting media companies. He wanted one too. That's
well,
my idea.
According to the news, according to the NBC Business News, other people are criticizing Twitter that it's not doing too good. So.
Oh, really?
You know, I don't know what there seems to be a conflict there. And then they said that the board of Twitter turned down his offer.
Yep.
Of the 43 billion.
Wow.
So I don't know what, I guess it's still up for grabs, but.
Yeah.
I would love to see them donated to InnerSight.
That'd be nice.
You know, you want to help millions of people and,
yeah.
You know.
That'd be nice.
Donate it to us.
We could approach
even
it.
If you want to keep it. Even if you want to keep it as a profit-making
business
adventure.
Yeah.
You know, donate it to us.
That's right.
And look, you know, the money would go to turning these nursing homes into accessible housing.
Yeah.
So that's a brainstorm, and I'm not an investor. I don't know how to get them to
do that. You know, I would approach a large investor to begin with, and a person.
We'd have to have a proposal.
To.
You have to
that's
have
right.
people who can write these proposals.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
But anyway, that's the idea. I formed in my head when I heard about all this, you know, that all these companies are, they got all this money and they can make these moves, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of the agencies for the disabled have plenty of money. They don't make any moves for us.
Nope.
So that's the problem, see?
Yeah.
They don't change. Yeah. They stay the same way.
And they don't care either to change or not.
That's what happened with this article you just read.
Yeah.
You know, the infections were high, infection rates were high, the virus came in. Why didn't they make a move if they knew? The health department obviously knew that the infection rates were high.
Right.
You know? Why didn't they make a move to get those people the hell out of the nursing homes before the virus
before
came
know.
In and, yep. And quadrupled people's
right.
chances of becoming ill with
definitely
complications?
Ill, yeah. That's right.
See? That's what happened.
Yep.
That's exactly what happened. You bring in a virus where people are already ill and where they've already subject and gotten infection.
Sick.
And what happens?
Yeah.
They haven't got a friggin' chance.
That's right. That's right.
Inner sight is right.
Yep.
Again.
Again.
Inner sight is right. We said it.
And again.
We told them to
that's
get
right.
those people out. We didn't even know.
That's right.
I mean, we knew that the nursing homes breeded infections, but we didn't know that it was exceptionally high, like it stated in that article.
Yeah. That's true.
But we were right.
We were.
Because they should have gotten those people out before the virus
yeah.
came in and made things
yeah.
worse.
That's true. You know what? Cause
that's
people
why
also,
we're called inner sight.
Because we have it. Inner sight.
Because we know about the, we know the inside of what's going on here.
That's right.
Because we live it.
That's right.
The people who live it know it
know
best.
It. That's right.
Inner sight means freedom
again.
Advocates for the disabled.
Yes.
So now, you know, the question becomes, will the politicians and the administrators and the nursing homes and the authorities, will they learn?
I don't know.
From their damn-ass mistake?
I don't think so.
They haven't learned yet.
That's right. I don't think they will. Even if we had
anyway.
A lot of money standing next to them, I don't think they'll say, oh, yeah, we've learned. Let's do this. I don't think they will. I don't think they will say, let's do this.
I agree with
I
you.
I really don't.
I don't
yeah.
think they will either.
Yeah.
But we're
even
putting
the money,
it out
if the
there.
Money's right there. We are. But even if the money is right in front of them, they will be too embarrassed to say, oh, yeah, we've done a mistake, and, yeah, let's do this. Maybe one or two, but not all.
We're putting
I'm
it out
gonna,
there, and there's a lot of
yeah.
people who are good people who agree with us.
Yes, there are. Yes,
I'll tell
there
you.
Are. Yeah. Maybe one and two or two will say, hey, you know, you're right about it, but not all. Not all at all, you know.
Well,
so,
this week, starting on Monday, I'm gonna try to contact these politicians
yeah.
that are running for governor, including the current governor.
Yeah.
I'm going to call.
Yeah. You
tell
call
them who
and
I
I'll
am,
the,
tell them what we want to do.
And I'll do the other, the eight, you know, the people who, oh, we got a 90-second warning. But I'll do the other people, you know, the people who own these nursing homes and see what I get.
No. You gotta get emails to these these advocate groups and see if they'll
right.
support us.
That's a true.
The hell with the
yeah.
owners.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we gotta find out what kind of support we're gonna get, if any, for our
right,
tentative
right.
demonstration, September 17th.
We got 60 seconds.
Saturday.
Yep.
Location to be announced. That's what you got to
right.
do. You got to get
yeah.
some names on that petition.
That's right.
You're gonna call people with 11 names?
No.
You need at least 11 million.
No, 11,000 right now would be nice for
Inner Sight.
All right.
Thank you very much for listening. Go ahead.
Thank
your
you.
Show. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. And thank you for. You know, listening and having a good evening. And I hope to see more of you on the live show. Thank you and have a good evening. You know, the world. Thank you, everybody. Take care.